You're listening to EPN, the e-podcast network. This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and or services that can help you build your business, leading to business success. Today, we are speaking with Taylor Schulte, founder and CEO of Define Financial, a San Diego-based wealth management firm. Mr. Schulte, welcome to Enterprise Radio.
Hi, thanks for having me.
And the pleasure is certainly ours. Our pleasure to have you today. So first of all, for starters, if you would, tell me a little bit about Define Financial, what type of services that you provide, and the types of clients that you work with.
Absolutely. So we're a commission-free financial planning firm. And as you mentioned, we're headquartered here in San Diego. I think in its most basic form, we take a look at where a client is today. We help determine where they want to be 10, 15, 20, 30 years from now. And we help them build a plan to get them there. And so with that comes things such as retirement planning, college planning, insurance planning, and even things like tax planning and charitable giving. We primarily work with two types of clients. We call them accumulators and preservers. Accumulators are typically professionals in their 30s and 40s. They're generating sizable income, but they might not have the assets in the bank today to get the attention from a large brokerage firm. So we like to invest in these folks early, grow with them, and help them make smart decisions with their money early on to ensure that they reach their goals. The second group I mentioned was what we call preservers, and these are folks that have worked hard their whole life to accumulate their assets, and now they're at a point where they'd like to preserve what they have, and they'd like to create a plan that ensures that they don't outlive their money.
Certainly do cover all the bases in that regard. Now, tell us, how did you get started?
Yeah, that's a good question. I think it all started when I was about 12 years old, and my grandfather gave me what I call the worst Christmas gift ever. He gave me a few shares of a publicly traded stock, and at 12 years old, as you can imagine, it's probably not the most exciting gift. But, you know, he taught me how to look up the stock in the newspaper, how to track the price, taught me what dividends were, taught me about long-term investing and buy and hold. And so I think that moment in time kind of started to pique my interest about investments and financial planning in general. But it wasn't until college that I really got some hands-on experience. I had some internships, and you know, I was really interested in this field. So day one out of college, I had a job lined up at a firm I'm sure you've heard of called Morgan Stanley. I went through their financial advisory training program, just absolutely loved it. I learned a ton. We battled through the Great Recession, and you know, I came out on the other end of that, you know, fairly unscathed and a pretty successful business. And you know, I've been doing it since then. So it's been a really fun journey. It's been an interesting one to look back on, but the future is bright for this industry, and I'm certainly excited to be a part of it.
And what stood to be the worst gift of all time turned out to be the best gift for a lifetime, really. Now, what makes you different from the competition?
Yeah, so I mentioned earlier we're a commission-free firm, so we don't earn any commissions in any shape or form. There's no referral fees, no third-party fees. What you see is what you get. So we charge clients a flat, transparent fee customized for them, in return for advice. And it helps put us on the same side of the table in helping reach our clients' goals. And they never have to question, you know, whose best interest is it in. So our goal is to kind of remove all potential conflicts of interest so our clients can fully trust our recommendations, and we can help them get them to where they need to be.
Today we're joined by Taylor Schulte, founder and CEO of Define Financial, a San Diego-based wealth management firm here on Enterprise Radio, working in association with East San Diego, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. You mentioned earlier retirement planning. How important is it to plan for retirement, and when should you start, or is it ever too late?
Sure, that's a really good question. I think for most individuals, retirement's kind of the number one goal. It's, you know, the number one thing that most people come into my office to talk about. But you know, retirement certainly looks different to each person. But in general, it's what most are looking to achieve in some shape or form. I always say, you know, the earlier you start, the better, right? Even if it's, you know, $20 a month or $50 a month, it really dramatically changes your plan. You know, the earlier you can start, you know, to begin planning at, age 22, 24 versus 34, when you take a look at compounding interest and the effect that it has on a plan, it's fairly dramatic. So I always tell everybody, you know, the earlier you start, the better.
And can you give a recent example where you helped a client understand his or her retirement options?
Absolutely. And that's pretty fitting based on my last response. I've shared this story a couple times recently only because it's fairly rare, and I think it provides some good inspiration to all. But a family friend recently reached out to me, and this individual happened to be 18 years old. And he didn't call my office. He didn't email me. He didn't even text me. He actually reached out through Facebook, which I think is indicative of how our future generations communicate. But he reached out to me and he said, "I'm 18. I have my first job. I'd like to start saving for retirement, but don't know where to begin." And as I say that now, I still kind of get some chills because I think it's pretty neat to hear someone at that age start to look that far ahead. And so I talked him through some of the different options. I gave him some tremendous resources to start reading and educating himself, because the best thing you can do is understand what you're doing and why you're doing it. So I spent some time educating him, providing him some resources, and then I delivered a few recommendations to him. And you know, the simple recommendation was, you know, find a couple broad-based index funds that you can understand that are low in price, and then focus on contributing as much as you can. And again, if it's $50 a month, then start there. And as you get comfortable with the process, then you can increase it over time.
Certainly inspiring story right there that you shared with us. Thanks for that. Now, lastly, how does one know if they need a financial planner? Are there specific signs that come up, life stages, et cetera? And if so, what should they look for in their search?
Sure. I typically see two things happen when people call my office. It's either one, a major life event. So this could be a marriage, starting a family, a big promotion, an inheritance. And it can also be difficult times such as, you know, divorce or a death in the family. But a major life event that starts to get them to ask some really serious questions that will have an impact on their life. And then two, a specific financial challenge. So it might be, I've worked all my life. I want to retire in 10 years, and I'd like to know if I'd be able to do so. So a real specific question or a specific challenge that they're having. It could also be something like, "Hey, I'm fresh out of school and I'm riddled with student loan debt, and I'd like to put together a plan to help me get out of it." So again, a major life event or a specific challenge usually gets people to start questioning and start looking for a financial planner. And if you're looking for a financial planner, I think there's two really good places to start. One is the CFP board's, what they call Let's Make a Plan. And you can visit that site at letsmakeaplan.org. And you can search for a financial planner based on geographic location and then also their specialties. So it's pretty in-depth, and that'll be a great place for you to start, along with FPA, the Financial Planning Association. they have a website as well called plannersearch.org. It's very similar. You can search based on your zip code and also find a financial planner with a certain specialty. So I think those two places are a great place to begin your search. It's important that you interview a couple financial planners. As a financial planner, it's important for me to know that that end client has talked to a few other financial planners, because we're looking for a long-term fit. I don't want someone to jump the gun and then a year or two later realize that we really aren't a good fit. So it is important to interview 2, 3, 4 different planners and find that right fit for you and your family so that you can grow with them over a long period of time.
Well, Mr. Schulte, thanks so much for being with us, and always important, as we know, for our listeners to focus on our personal wealth management. Certainly appreciate the insights shared here today. Tell our listeners where they can get more information about Define Financial online and how they can be in touch.
Absolutely. Our website's easily searchable on Google. The website address is definefinancial.com. And we're also on all the social media outlets, Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, Google+, you name it. So pretty easy to locate us and find us and get more information about us.
Once again, Mr. Schulte, thanks so much for taking the time to be with us here today on Enterprise Radio. Certainly wish you all the best.
Thank you so much for the opportunity.
And you're more than welcome. We've been speaking with Taylor Schulte, founder and CEO of Define Financial, a San Diego-based wealth management firm. And once again, the website of reference is definefinancial.com. And this is Eric Dine. You've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com. This is the ePodcast Network.